on WSAI. It's weather time.
Confronting reality is answering the most important question of all. How can your business make money today? Confronting reality is recognizing the marketplace forces that make or break your business. Confronting reality is the blockbuster new book from Larry Bossidy and Ram Charan, authors of the best-selling Execution. Confronting reality tells you how your business is under assault and what you can do about it. Read Confronting Reality, a Crown hardcover, wherever books are sold.
Get those pens in cash.
Don't tell that.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust out with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggity yak!
Don't tell that.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat.
Don't tell that.
You give me no dirty looks. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friend outside you ain't got time to take a ride. Yaggity yak!
Don't talk back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI, final minutes of Real Oldies WSAI. This could not have been possible without the king of tri-state radio, Dusty Rhodes, who dedicated the last 2 years to waking you up in the morning and did a fine job at it. We're going to miss him. I've worked with Dusty now at four radio stations. I got to believe number five's in the offing. If you missed Dusty's last day on Friday, it ended like this.
Well, that is going to wrap it up for the Dusty Rhodes Show and your morning magazine. It's been a lot of fun for these last couple of years, and I was thinking let's kind of wrap it up like I wrapped up my first stint here at WSAI in 1966 by saying thanks a million for dialing our way. God bless you. Wishing you lots of love, much money, and a laugh a minute. Put on the coffee bubbles. I'm coming home. And we'll wrap it up this way. With the music of the Beach Boys, and God only knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life could still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Good living to me.
1530 WSAI. God only knows what I'd be without you. That's Dusty's final song on WSAI. Dangerous Dan. And we're getting close. Jerry Springer's just a few minutes away. He'll be here at 9 o'clock. And a brand new radio station is born. It has been an absolute joy to come in here and answer the phones for Dial Ahead every day for the last 2 years. Your involvement in this radio station has been incredible. The number of calls we got, the number of friends we've made, has just been a joy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When WSAI signed off in the first place back in the 70s, they produced a piece of audio that we used to start this radio station off in January of 2003. We're going to play it again with a few changes coming up. After 1530, WSAI News' very first real early newscast, I hope they're awake, Bobby Leach traffic, one more time.
Station with 50,000 watts of real oldies power. This is 1530 WSAI Cincinnati, USA, a Clear Channel station.
Washington gearing up for President Bush's inauguration. With 1530 WSAI News First, I'm Andrew Setters. The four more years President Bush spent last year campaigning for begin this week. The president's preparing for his inauguration on Thursday under tight security in Washington. Once the ceremonies have passed, we can expect the president to begin working on his second-term priorities, like reforming Social Security and the nation's tax code.
Along Pennsylvania Avenue, they rehearsed for the big parade on Thursday. The forecast for Washington calls for snow, but they'll be ready. President Bush, who went to church with the First Lady, has made clear he, too, is ready.
I'm optimistic we can achieve a lot of things.
All week long, Mr. Bush, in speeches and interviews, has said that he intends to launch his second term this week aggressively, with a hard-charging agenda and no regrets.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. Very chilly this morning, and it won't get much better later today. The full forecast coming up on 1530 WSAI. We'll be right back. stormed by armed insurgents. Another half dozen civilians were killed in a suicide car bombing north of Baghdad. 1530 WSAI's Precision Doppler 12 forecast from meteorologist Steve Horsmeyer. There is a wind chill advisory in effect for the northern parts of the tri-state. This morning with the wind, it's below zero. Mostly sunny and cold through the day today, a high of 18. Clear and cold overnight with a low of 3. Mostly sunny, cold tomorrow, the high 24. Light snow developing on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, the high 34. It's 8 degrees. I'm Andrew Setters, 1530 WSAI News. Remember, if it happens in Greendale, you'll hear it first on 1530 WSAI.
And thank you, Jeff Henderson, and the entire staff of the WLW Newsroom. For a couple of years, they took care of us. They got us the news. For a radio station to have that kind of news team behind it, it made such a difference. And we thank you for that. They did a wonderful job. And, you know, when WSAI first signed off in 1978, they put together a piece using Yesterday Once More by the Carpenters. And they interspersed some of the old disc jockeys. And we have kind of redone that piece and added a little bit to it, and want to share that with you this morning from Real Oldies WSAI as we're into the final few minutes of Real Oldies on WSAI.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs.
Robbie Jagger, as he says in the song, gonna twist until they tear the house down, and I think they've just about gotten through the first two floors anyhow. Song number four on our fabulous 40, the big dance called The Twist. Good morning once again, Cincinnati, and welcome back to the Gene Austin Show on WSAI Radio. Our happy holiday time, 20 and a half minutes past 9, this Saturday, December 23 morning, temperature currently 39 degrees, and we're expecting chilly weather and some snow today.
Such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well.
This is disgusting. Yankees lose their third straight, particularly to a lousy expansion team, to the Seattle Mariners last night by a score of 12-7.
All right, now let's get on with the music.
All right, I'm sorry. Sort of bummer, you know, Yankees losing three straight. 1530 WSAI, station that knows the score.
Rambo here on the Purton Show. It's number 38 or 32 on the survey, sorry. This is your AMMCPP says get your head out of bed. On Saturday the 22nd of May, 1965, see, Gordy Coleman's leading the Reds in the National League, too, and hitting with an average of 416. What did he do last night, though? Maybe last night?
Reds won.
Yeah, they won 6-5. It was a good game last night. Listen to Wade Hoyt. We're coming in from the hop up at Hampton Bennett, me and a friend of mine. And we're driving along there, and we were about 25 minutes after leaving the high school before Wade finally said what the score was. We were figuring it out. See, the Phillies got a home run there at the top of the ninth inning with Richie Allen. And Wade said, okay, and the ball is hit, and Robinson's going back, and it's a home run. You know?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, holy cow. And then it went on and on and on. And then he was kind of recapping the scoring. He said, well, let's see. He said, Darren Johnson hit a home run, and Vader Fritz hit a two-run home run, and Johnny Edwards hit a single home run. So we figured, well, that's four runs anyway, see? Finally, about 15 minutes from that point, he said, it's 6-5, Red. I said, I'm going to miss Wade. I really am, you know? Because Wade kind of grows on you.
After 12 midnight, Mother's Day of 1966, this is May the 8th, on wonderful WSAI. It's your wonderful weekend here at WSAI in Cincinnati, and Dusty on duty with the Late Date Show.
AI.
push a Tomcat drink every time he hears Connie Francis. He likes her so much and breaking in a brand new broken heart. Hi, Marty with the party and trusty Dusty on duty again tomorrow.
Cimarron at 14 minutes past 4 o'clock on WSAI. This is Roy Cooper. How you doing? Ooh, here comes the birds.
Reloadies, 1530 WSAI, long, tall, Sally, the legs go all the way up. Little Richard with the Dr. Jack's doll on a million-dollar Hot Wax Friday. UK Wildcat basketball tomorrow. The pregame already underway. No, we're kidding. It's at 11:30 tomorrow morning. But it seems that way, doesn't it? The tip-off at 1 against the Georgia.
Reloadies, 1530 WSAI and dial at 513-381-1530. Leslie Gore's birthday. We have more visitors. Sign in, please. Your name?
Mike Casagrande, Sr.
And Mike Casagrande again, Jr.
Hey, you know, the easy part is I always remember that name once. That's the good part. Thank you for coming by.
Happy birthday, Leslie.
Yes.
Yesterday once more.
That was Ted McAllister, Real Oldies, 1530 WSAI. 2 years, we've had a blast. My name is Dangerous Dan Allen. I've been the program director here at WSAI. I put this thing together and put it on the air January of 2003, and for the last 2 years, we have played the greatest music of all time. It's been a blast. I got to work with some of my greatest friends in broadcasting and people I had just idolized for years. Dusty Rhodes, Jack Stahl, all the good guys, Ted McAllister, Marty with the Party Thompson, Tomcat, Craig Roberts, Little Walter, Cool Bobby B, every one of them part of a great team here at WSAI. It has been a ball, and it's over. Real Oldies is gone, but rock and roll is here to stay. It will never die. So until we meet again, thank you from Real Oldies, WSAI. Bye.